Let's finish this part.
Then go at it. That's the next thing to do. Ben and I'm going to Nam Jun. Tarang Lama. Rang Lama, then it's around the castle, then it's a parayawaji genaya. Lama is teaching more Mabjim and the chick. Nala Shiraji, Yahoo Majim and the Tenetic Nam Jun.
So there are sometimes it can happen that you're very kind of very nice to the Lama, you know. You're very kind of, you know, to the Lama, but Lama doesn't respond to you very favorably, doesn't kind of, how would you say, acknowledge you. It doesn't, even if you talk really nice, he just kind of ignores you, you know. That can happen. The reason why that happens is this. Even though in the moment you have done kind of your very respect for the Lama, you try to do every way to please the Lama. But yet actually in the past you did not really respect the Lama. You may have spoken kind of against him. You may have done other negative things about him. So as a result of that karma, that even now, even though you're being very respectful, doing all that, it's like the Lama always look at you like rather quite displeasingly, you know, doesn't kind of look upon you very favorably, is because of your past karma. You recognize that. That's one example. It says also that sometimes you see another example is if someone that you did not really cause any harm, did not say anything negative about them, either directly or indirectly, but yet this person creates all kinds of bad talks about you and cause all kinds of harms that, you know. And then maybe on this occasion, even though you may not have done it, but in the past, that you may have done so with others, you know, by causing, you know, criticizing a fault that, you know, to really to consider that as that and then take upon yourself and really to consider whatever bad talk, negative things happen, you really take upon themselves saying that, you know, may it purify all my karma. You understand? Basically, the principle is the same. You can learn there. Whenever like that happens, you see, whenever like that, you always say to yourself, very important thing is, you always say to yourself, I must be more kind. I must be really more careful not to criticize others, not cause any harm to others. You know, to really to be of more benefit to others. Whenever for me, when I have bad talk with this thing, anything happens, whether, you know, even though it's been not been my fault or mine, whenever it happened, immediately I said to myself, I take it as a teaching, and really said to myself, like, you know, I must be really more kind to others, really learn to be more compassionate. I get a little bit saddened because, you know, I don't deserve this, but I'm having all this. But then I don't withdraw. Each time, maybe even if I withdraw, I don't withdraw in a sense of just run away from it, but really make me more reflective. Make me more spiritual. Make me to become more better. To, you know, really to be of service to others, you know. Really, I think that's really, I think it's very important. Sometimes, interesting, if you have small problems, they look much bigger. If you have big problem, then, you know, you can cope with big problems, but little problems you have difficulty coping with. If you have little in conflict with others, big ones we can quite easily cope with. Your true capacity comes out. Maybe we lose our country. We lose all our family wealth, you know. In fact, it's incredible that Tibetans always say, just as Buddha taught us everything is impermanent, they say what's happening to us is this great impermanence. So instead of losing heart, they take this as a great teaching. Also, many, many Tibetan great practitioners really see what's happening to them as a really, sometimes also maybe, they have a very powerful karma to purify, you know, and so on. Anyway, so very much like that.
Yang chiklab shena tenida, ngarang chimnang le dede pala tenida, ngip chala changma tenida, tenida megi tenida ancho, tenida changma tenida yonggu yuwari. Tate karasina, deyang tenida chikjena, jivan ngumala.
Maybe you're staying at home and then all your possessions, everything's been taken by somebody or, you know, stolen or robbed or, you know. Maybe also due to, really, in the past, you know, one may have done that also, not others, you know, so. Anyway.
Deyang tenida chikjena, jivan ngumala, ni denden tenida migi jude ngim chok, gu, tendi la soba jagi,
Whatever like negative things happen to you, you take full responsibility saying that, even though maybe on this occasion you may not necessarily feel like you're responsible or that you're not to be blamed, but however, maybe in the past lifetimes that, you know, you may have done the same to others, caused so much harm. So as a result of this, the karma is coming back to you. So that's why you take this upon yourself, willingly accept this. Blame and accept all this, take this, really. And then, but otherwise, you see, if there was like a conflict, if you, when one says somebody, then if you start retaliating that way, and then that person retaliates, and you retaliate, then it'll go on, you know, further and further. Instead, you're just really sorry for the fault that I made. Really, really, I apologize wholeheartedly. Now, maybe, you know, in your mind, you say maybe in the past you may have harmed, or, you know, and then to really take that. And so with that, if you're able to subjugate your own danzing, if you're able to subjugate your danzing and your self-grasping becomes less and less, then things will all look better. And things will all look up. Things will change in your life. You understand? Danzing dur. You got it? If you're able to tame your ego, then things will go well for you. You've really overcome your demonic force.